You could wingsuit off a skyscraper in Seoul into a firefight.
What a time to be alive!
Or you could wingsuit off a skyscraper in Seoul into a firefight in a tornado.
What a time to be alive!
Battlefield 2042. Available now.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Wednesday. Wait for it. Pinch and a punch for the first day of the month, because you've now got 25 days to get the shopping done, the tree up, order the turkey, order the vegetables, and then it'll be over in about a few hours, because we're now into December, which is very nice. Went out yesterday. Nice long drive down the motorway. The trouble is, in my car, it's actually quite nice, the long drive. You kind of get the full benefit. The trouble is, it's so easy to put your foot down. It's a very comfy ride, very comfy. It's like, you know, sitting in an armchair. But the trouble is, you know, you look down at the speedo and you go, oh, my God, I'm doing 83 miles an hour. You have to sort of, because it just glides. It really does. So I was intrigued when I picked up the papers this morning, just to see what everybody was talking about. People are talking about Christmas and buying trees. And we went to a garden centre for lunch, which turned out to be breakfast. We had breakfast instead of lunch, which was quite nice. Admittedly, I do hate it when garden centres put on a breakfast and quite clearly it's been microwaved. You can tell what they do is they put all the stuff on the plate, stick it in the microwave, it's hot, and of course beans dry up immediately. And it just looked a bit sad and tired, but, you know, there you go. Anyway, a Boxing Day premiere. And Leanne Pinnock turns up. Narrowly avoiding, although to be honest with you, I think the press were a bit naughty. What they've done is they photographed her sideways. So you can see she's quite clearly wearing nothing. Nothing at all. She's not got a bra on. And to be honest with you, I'd be very surprised if she's got knickers on or pants. I mean, it was they've done it. It's a bit naughty of them to take the picture like this. And they say she narrowly avoided a wardrobe malfunction. What you have to appreciate is these people who are in show business have to do something to draw attention to themselves. I mean, she would never wear anything like this for going shopping in Sainsbury's or Tesco. Well, you would wear it, yeah, but I mean, that's different, you know. Jake likes wearing stuff like this, but that's his business. I don't have a problem with that. If he wants to go out there and sort of, you know, buy, you know, the complete catalogue from Next, that's his business. I don't mind. I've had to put up with it long enough from him. But it was a case of she's only like yo big, which is not big at all. But it's this sideways picture of sort of showing her boobs. And they go, it's a wardrobe malfunction. Of course it's not. It's designed to get pictures in the papers. And at the one point, she had to, I mean, she's 30. I mean, you can understand if she was 18, 22, 23. 30's getting on a little bit. But it was just not appropriate for winter time. Let's put it that way. Summer, yes, you could probably get away with it. But anyway, Colleen Nolan plans to spend Christmas Day with her ex-husband and her new lover. So that's lovely. So Ray will be there. And the new man who she's not named so far. But, you know, that's what people do nowadays. I mean, my brother gets on very, very well with his ex-wife, and they sort of, not co-parent, because, you know, the girls are sort of grown up now, but they all get on so well. They go out, you know, for lunches and things like that, and it's all, it sounds a bit too idealistic, but I promise you it works really well. Some people don't get on with their exes at all. I hate all of mine. Hate them. No, I don't. But strangely enough, now dreary old Jordan's come back out again. And this time she said she doesn't like any of her ex-husbands. Which, you know, is probably right, because they probably don't like her either. But, you know, at the time it was, oh, it's the best thing. You watch the latest one she'll get married to. And then, you know, I promise you, in a few months' time, we'll be back where we started with all the other ones. She hates them. She never liked them. She didn't want to do this, didn't want to do that. Paddy McGuinness talking about spiralling into depression. I don't think there's anybody who doesn't go into depression at some point in their life. There'll be something that happens whereby, you know, you feel a bit down, you feel a bit like that, you know, you haven't really got the energy to do anything. And he said it's a slow process. And it is. It's a very, very slow process. I love the way that, you know, people think that, oh, you know, only certain people are going to get depressed. You know, people whose career is on the slide, or people who've run out of money, or people who are about to be repossessed, you know, because they haven't kept up the mortgage payments, or people whose holiday was cancelled because they went down with COVID. Oh, it could be all sorts of things. It doesn't really matter. It's a case of everybody at some point ends up suffering with something. Nobody's life is so perfect. You know, perfect would be, I've won the lottery, I own my property, and I just work a couple of days a week, charity. And that's it. That would be the ideal scenario. Apparently, 44 grand a year is the thing that people like, isn't it? That's what they've said. 44 grand a year to live on. And, well, that's what they said in a recent survey. 44,000 would be the average of what somebody would live on now to be comfortable. You know, which is OK. I mean, you know, I don't have a problem with things like that. I'm a celeb, definitely the worst year yet, because viewers are fuming over the boring episode as Ant and Dec's address shows return and Kadena Cox breaks down in tears. And now it turns out that Naughty Boy doesn't like Kadena Cox either. I think Naughty Boy's got some issues. You know, the issue is you're just not very good. You're not very interesting. You don't seem to like, you keep threatening to leave. Well, leave. Leave, but you won't get your money. And apparently, so the rumour goes, but you never believe the rumours, do you? Well, you shouldn't do. It's a case of he needs the money because he's obviously not very financially successful because he had to win 44,000. Is that 44,000 again? On Deal or No Deal with Noel Edmonds to kickstart his music career. That's where he got the money from. Yeah, I miss it as well. I thought it was quite good because it basically played on people's greed. You know, so somebody's going to win and so the banker's going to offer you £90,000. And people go, there's still 250,000 up on the board. And then all of a sudden it vanishes and they come down to, I think somebody came down to a penny or something. I remember thinking, oh my God, how embarrassing. Believe it or not, the wokes are out again. This time they are complaining about the Beatles documentary on Disney. What are they complaining about? You know what they're complaining? People are smoking on it. Why don't these people go and get a life? Seriously, you know, so, and they want there to be warnings. Smoking is a warning now. Do you know, honestly, what a drippy country we've turned into. Oh, you can't smoke because it might kill you. Mind your own bloody business. What's it got to do with you, you nosy old baggage? These people complain about everything. Every little tiny thing that they know nothing about. They're not intelligent enough to know about it. It was the 60s. You know, if you're going to put a censorship on that, every single British film, every single British film that was made from the 1950s upwards, smoking in it. Every single film. There's not a film that goes by where I've not seen smoking going on. Every war drama, smoking, everything. These people are just nosy parkers. Their own lives are so shallow, so insignificant. What else we got here? We've got the first official trailer for the Sex and the City sequel. I never saw Sex and the City. It just didn't. I don't think it's meant for blokes. I think it's a girly kind of thing. Well, I always say on people that, I always say it's a girly kind of thing, which probably might not be, you know, right. Mm. Your mum was a big fan, really. Well, I think that's who it goes for. It goes for mums. I think it's definitely not a blokey thing.
Phew, life's busy. So if you need expert healthcare like this, Boots Online Doctor is only away. Get quick access to advice and affordable treatments with free home delivery for most services. Or pick up at your nearest Boots. We can help with more than 40 services, including hair loss, erectile dysfunction, contraception and cystitis. Search Boots Online Doctor. Access to treatment is subject to an online consultation with a clinician to assess suitability. Charges and eligibility criteria apply. Channel Island exclusions apply.
Blue. Apparently going to go out on tour again. God knows why. I cannot imagine why. What would be the point? Duncan James, who's going to be taking his clothes off. They've already filmed it. They've done this where people strip for charity. But then Duncan James is naked on the internet. You know, sort of pulling his pants down and showing his bits. Lee Ryan, well, we all know about Lee Ryan, don't we? We all know some of the comments that he's made in the past. Simon Webb seems to be OK. And Anthony Costa, well, Anthony had a little bit of an issue where he weed over a Cashpoint machine just down the road from here. Do you remember that one? Yeah, he went out and got drunk on a Saturday night and decided when he was taking his money, after he'd taken the money out, he was going to wee over the Cashpoint. Yeah, what a place to do it. Unfortunately, of course, all these places have cameras built into the machines. Didn't come over very well on that one. Bit of a shame there. But they're going to be going out on tour again, which, I mean, they have done before. But, I mean, I think it's like flogging a dead horse now, isn't it? It's BBC One's Christmas Day schedule is exactly the same as it was last year. Strictly Special, Mrs. Brown's Boys and EastEnders, which is exactly what you got last year. except the times are different. So 2020, 4:45, Strictly Come Dancing. Year before, 5:10, Strictly Come Dancing. 6 p.m, Michael McIntyre's The Wheel. 2021, 6:25, Michael McIntyre's The Wheel. And then you get Blankety Blank. Then you get Call the Midwife. Then you get Mrs. Brown's Boys. Then you get The Vicar of Dibley. Exactly the same lineup as it was last year. Bit sad and tragic, isn't it? But there you go, that's the BBC wasting yet even more. No, there will be Jules Holland, but that'll be on New Year's Eve. They don't have anything else. He'll be doing a hootenanny show and there'll be various singers that he's worked with, which is fine, but it's the same thing all the time. You know, he'll play the piano, they'll bring on some sort of pop stars that we all thought had died years ago, and it'll be fantastic. Jamie Redknapp, out with his newborn son, Raphael, wrapping up for a winter stroll with his wife, Frida Anderson. And apparently now the ex-wife said, I'm going to now move on with my life. Well, you should have done that ages ago, dear, because since you haven't decided to move on, they've had sex, got married and had a baby. So, you know, you really need to move on, dear. But it was obviously a bit of a posed picture because, I mean, the new wife didn't look so happy about it. Duncan Bannatyne wants £4 million for his best hotel. I didn't know he had hotels, actually. But it's Charlton House Hotel and Spa in Somerset. He was pictured with his wife, excuse me, the other day, who, again, was not wearing very many clothes. Why is it people want to go out dressed like this? I mean, have you seen the picture? I mean, it's probably very nice, but it's just wholly inappropriate. It's too cold to be wearing stuff like that, and it's also got that attention-seeking me all over the place, which is a shame, really. Dress and have a bit of class. A little bit of class, because we like Duncan. You know, perhaps he'll have a word. Be nice, wouldn't it, really? Alex Beresford, remember from GMB, he was the one who sort of, got Piers Morgan a little bit angry. He didn't really do Alex any favours, really, because now he's been bedridden for a week due to COVID. And the reason is he'd relaxed his hand-washing and mask-wearing. Kind of a bit dumb there, Alex. You know, if you're gonna start sort of saying, "Oh, I've relaxed it and all the rest of it," well, then don't blame anybody else when you come down with the thing. Not much fun. But currently home with COVID, he goes. Matthew McConaughey reveals how his Australian gap year has shaped him as a person after his pampered upbringing. I don't know very much about him, actually. I've heard of him, but I couldn't run chapter and verse. Very good actor, is he? Very good actor, Jake. Very good actor, because Jake is the. Is the benchmark for good acting, aren't you, dear? Nicolas Cage cast as Dracula in a movie starring Nicholas Holt as the vampire's bug-eating protege, Renfield. Do you know, I thought we'd have made every single film that there was ever to make about Dracula. I mean, who gives a flying forex, for God's sake, honestly? It's a load of old hooey, isn't it? He lived in a castle in Transylvania, and he used to, just go away. I wish it was a bloody musical. It'd make it more entertaining. I'm going to kill a person today. La, 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 la. No. The BBC allows the Crown to film on site despite the palace documentary row. Richard Cordry. Actually, talking of Richard Cordry, but not really. Cordings, you know, the shop, which is part owned by Eric Clapton. They closed down for a while during the pandemic. Anyway, they're up and open again. And the good news is all their windows look fab. They've got fake snow and they've got lovely outfits. Sort of thing Jay could wear. Jay could go down to... Have you been to Cordings? Oh, you should go. It's literally within walking distance of here. It's at Piccadilly Circus. And it's next to a hotel, which is called The Dilly. Which, of course, is a very inappropriate name for a hotel. So they renamed the hotel. But Cordings is next to it. Looks really good. You should go there. You'd like all the clothes in there. Definitely your sort of thing. Definitely. Yeah, you must have a look. It's definitely worth going. Definitely. Everything else that sort of pops up today, I'm missing all the photographs of all the different things. But now you've got your fan favourites. This is ITV, I think. The Larkins, Corrie and Emma Dale become available to watch before their evening broadcast, which seems a little bizarre. The printer broke. Oh, is that why we didn't get the photos? I like a photo. I like looking at a photo. It makes me happy, actually. Christmas Day sees Paul O'Grady for The Love of Dogs and The Masked Sing-Along. And then you've got The Larkins at Christmas. Much loved drama. I think not. It didn't really do very well at all. And Boxing Day's offerings for ITV include Saturday Night Takeaway, All-Star Musicals at Christmas and Billy Connolly, My Absolute Pleasure. Jonathan Ross attends a Christmas light show with his wife, Jane Goldman. She's nice, actually. She's a bit sort of, woo, bit kooky, which I like, actually, and their daughter, Honey Kinney, and her boyfriend, who's called Zane Saz. Zane Saz. I mean, I don't know how they think they're made up names. But they went to Kenwood, which actually is down the road from where he lives anyway. And everybody sort of dressed up, and they seem to have a nice time. Making the news, Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss cuddle up as they discuss their 20-year bond. They say it's like a soul friendship. I don't know what that means, actually, but Keanu Reeves seemed to be everybody's fantasy bloke. Gay, straight, it didn't really make any difference. Keanu Reeves seemed to... good-looking guy. He was even better-looking when he was younger. Even better-looking. And now he's still... Because I think it's hair. I'm totally convinced it's the length of your hair.
You pay your business credit card back every month. None of it happy. Your business credit card pays you back every month. At Barclaycard Business, we do things differently. So with the Barclaycard Select Cashback Credit Card, we pay you back 1% cashback on all your eligible business spend, with no cap and no annual fee. To apply for a card for your business, search Barclaycard Business. Cashback T's and C's and exclusions apply. The approval of your application depends on your financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Olivia Colman, attending the premiere of a gritty drama called Landscapers. And so she looked, well, she would have if I'd been able to see the pictures, but I can't see the pictures. She looked very wonderful. Yeah, blame the printer. Ryland Clark Neal, so he's called, he's still married, I suppose. He jokes he's having a midlife crisis. He's had to dye his hair still, and he's got new veneers. No, he hasn't. What they've done is they've taken off the old veneers, and so he's kept his other stuff underneath. But he wanted to dye his hair blonde. Must be very, a little bit dramatic, isn't it? But he still calls himself Ryland Clark Neal. But I thought he'd changed his name and just called himself Ryland now. You know, I mean, whether he finds anybody, I don't know. But I think he'd have to be very careful because he would be a target for anybody looking to sell stories. You know, once you're famous, that's it. Michael J. Fox, still going at 60. Actually, he's an old-looking 60. You know, because he's got Parkinson's. He's had it for 30 years. 30 years and he's still going. I still think he was very good looking, but he's been able to deal with the dark phases. But no, I think he's great. I've loved him in all his films. He never looked as though he'd aged, but now you can see that he's sort of starting to age a bit. But he's only 60. 60's not very old at all. Adele has confirmed, having denied it for ages, the Vegas residency. I think she's going to take to the stage at Caesar's Palace for 4 months. And how much will that pay her? 20 million quid. 20 million quid. But it is like playing a huge arena. It is absolutely vast. Unfortunately, poor old Matt Goss never quite made it to the arena. He only got as far as a little room that held about 100 people, I think. It was all a little bit not as big as he wanted it to be. Reach for the card. Reach for the card. S Club 7's Paul Catamol launches a new career as a tarot card reader. Because he was in the group. He's 44 now. And he gives regular readings, which he describes as tarot readings for everyone. But as I've always said, tarot readings are about as fake as you can get. And the reason is, and you can play it yourself. You can just take a normal pack of cards. Don't bother with tarot cards. You know, people will make money out of you by going, oh, the death card. That doesn't mean death, though. You know, they have to say that to people to make them feel a bit better. And deal out your cards. Deal out 7 cards. OK, tarot or otherwise, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Look at them, somebody give you a reading. Put them back in the pack, deal them again. You'll get 7 completely different cards with a completely different reading. So there you go. Tiger Woods, lucky to be alive and have a limb. I'm not really interested in golfers. I think they're most boring people under the sun. Oh, look, Victoria Beckham sharing a glimpse of her healthy lunch. That'll be a radish or something like that, won't it? As she hangs out with son Romeo while he enjoys a pizza after the British Fashion Awards. God knows what he's doing there. I've got no idea. I never understand the Beckham family. But she's sort of posing with this sort of... She's brought out a pair of pyjamas now. 1,070 quid. I mean, honestly, people must have more money than sense. It's an awful lot of money. Mick Jagger's ballerina girlfriend, Melanie Hamrick, shows off her incredible physique in a gruelling strength walkout. Workout. I'd be walking out. I can't do anything like that. I mean, it's very good. It's very good, and it's obviously, you know, you can't even get Jake into the gym. He won't go. Seriously, I've tried dragging him there. He tried, but it just... Oh. Yeah, and then he ballooned, and then it just didn't work. And oh God, I mean, I might have to sort of hold his hand and take him there and push him in the front door and go to the person inside. Listen, work him out good and proper, you know. And that's the only way we're going to manage it, isn't it? Vernon Kay insists coronavirus has strengthened his marriage to Tess Daly, as he looks forward to 10 more years of married life. He's got to get his hair cut a bit. He looks better with shorter hair. When he looks a bit long, it looks a bit doesn't look as good. You like it? Or you like him? Both. Yes, well, I like him as well. I mean, I had to tell him off a short while ago because he hung around with somebody who was wholly inappropriate, and they then sold the story on him. And I said to him, because he said, you're always picking on me. I said, because you're such a prat. You know, don't fall into these traps. You know, there are people out there who will make money out of people who are marginally more famous than they are. And that's when it gets a bit sad and tragic. As Sue Pollard once said to me, and I've repeated it often enough, only go out with somebody who's got as much to lose as you have. Otherwise, they'll rip you to shreds. But that's the way they go. They can't help it. It's not their fault. That's it. Have a great day. I think I'd better start looking for a Christmas tree, actually, shouldn't I? And so we've got two up. I think 7 or 8 foot. I like something bushy. I like bushy in the downstairs department. And long. You know me so well. You know me so well. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Till then, please, please stay safe.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen live to Steve Allen, Monday to Friday from 4 a.m. on FM in London, across the UK on DAB Digital Radio and on Global Player.